T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil, that's a pretty stunning statistic.
And it's one that's sort of been growing over the years, and it's finally sort of eclipsed, as you said, where, in fact, people that don't want to be part of any party are now basically the third party in California and in second place. What we're talking here is about 4.8 million people who said they're not Democrats, they're not Republicans, they're not green, they're not any color. They just want to be on their own. Now, that compares to about 4.7 million Republicans in the state. So the decline of states have got numbers on top of them, about 77,000 votes more than them. Democrats are still in the lead with 8.4 million, although they are also losing people to the decline to states. So there we have a new political party emerging in. They don't have any leadership. They don't have any conventions. They're just people that are driving and working around and saying, call me around election day and I'll tell you which way I'm going to go.
So, Phil, if you're a Republican strategist, could you make the argument that this shows a dislike of what Democrats are doing here in California? Because clearly Democrats control state politics here.
I think it's an overall just you're not affiliated with either one. There's something either about the Democratic Party on the state level or more likely on the national level, since we tend to identify that way. You're not happy with, maybe on the Republican level. It's also, you know, how you were raised. It tends to be like, you know, diehard Democrats tend to come from diehard Democratic families. Republicans tend to come from Republican families. But, Jeff, what is interesting about this is that they are seen as the key deciders that can go either way. Because you don't register as a Republican anymore doesn't mean that you don't tend to lean that way. And that's what you're, I think, what part of what you were saying, is there is a dissatisfaction possibly with the rule of Democratic majorities in California. People feel they've sort of been left out. They feel like they're left out of the primaries. There was also the rise of this sort of independent group that led to California having the top two primary rather than the traditional top vote getter from the Republicans and the top vote getter from the Democrats, was to try to get these people to the polls more. And I think we're seeing that.
Republican Party officials in the state make the same point that you and Jeff are, is just because they're not stating who they are doesn't mean that they turn Democratic. And they also point out that Republicans are more likely to vote. Is that true?
Oh, yes. Yes. No matter how you slice it up, it tends to be that older people, homeowners, and usually if you go along that line, higher income, like, which is by definition usually a homeowner, tends to vote. They feel that they've got stake in the game because taxes are usually on the ballot, or, you know, government decides taxes. So homeowners tend to be the ones that vote. Also, whites tend to vote more than other groups, and along with Asians. And, you know, a lot of times that leans on the Republican side, at least in parts of California. Although I'll tell you, when I talk to consultants up in the Bay Area, they say that, yeah, down in Southern California in the Valley, you have the Republicans, I mean, the independents that move towards the Republicans. But there's just as good a shot up in the Bay Area that the decline to states are going to be more of the Sierra Club enviros who aren't happy with the Democrats either. So that's why they call it decline to state, and you got to find them. And believe me, they are being hunted, and they're being hit just like you and me with robocalls and everybody else in this election, because it's open primary, and the initiatives are on the ballot, and a vote is a vote, whether you're a California Republican, a California Democrat, or a decline to state.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.